Let's pray, and then I'm going to help us to unpack that passage a little bit. Father, thank you for your great and mighty love for us. Thank you that you speak to us through your word. Now, Lord, I pray that as we think about this passage, Lord, that you'd illuminate our hearts and our minds to know you more, to love you more. In Jesus' name, amen. Wonderful. So I don't know whether you've noticed, but it's Christmas. It's Christmas. And I love Christmas. I've always loved Christmas. You know, I love the presents. I love the delicious food. I love the Christmas TV. I love spending time with my family and friends, even if it has to be by Zoom this year. I love it all. I even love Brussels sprouts. Okay, genuinely, I love Brussels sprouts. But, you know, even in the midst of all the excitement around this time of year, you know, the excitement of Brussels sprouts, sometimes we can lose sight of what Christmas is all about, can't we? We can get distracted by our presents, by the food we need to prepare, and this year especially, by our sadness and not being able to gather with family and friends. And that's tough. So this morning, I want us to spend a few minutes exploring the real reason for joy this Christmas from the perspective of those shepherds that we heard about in our Bible reading a few moments ago. Because they, those shepherds, really understood what Christmas was all about. So to help us get into the message this morning, okay, it'd be great if we can get into character as shepherds as well. So if you've got your tea towel handy, okay, pop it on your head. If you've got something, this is my hairband. I use this all the time, but I'm now just using it for the shepherd's outfit. There we go. Okay. Now, to get the full benefit of this, okay, of all these shepherds, you might want to switch your view to gallery view on Zoom so you can see everybody, not just me, okay? So if you don't know how to do that, if you go to the top right-hand corner of your screen, you should see a button there which says view, and if you click that, there'll be an option which says gallery view. That's the best one to use for this bit. Okay, so here we are. I can see a few shepherds out there. That's brilliant. But maybe you're thinking, hang on a minute. I'm nothing like those shepherds. They lived 2,000 years ago in a country 3,000 miles away. And the world was very different then. They didn't have Nintendo Switches. They didn't have Aston Villa tactics boards. They didn't have sparkly bracelets or whatever else, whatever other presents we've had this year. They didn't even have TVs, for goodness sake. What can they teach me? Well, maybe, just maybe, you've got more in common with those shepherds than you might think. For example, who found it maybe a little bit difficult to get to sleep last night? Put your hands up. Anybody? A few people. Okay. Yes, Eunice did. Definitely. Good. Okay. What about who woke up early? Who woke up in the middle of the night? A few people there. Yeah. Okay. You know, on that first Christmas night, those shepherds didn't get much sleep either, did they? Because they were up, awake, watching over their sheep. And so there they were, sitting under the stars, feeling pretty tired, I guess, like many of us are this morning. Okay. And so at this point, shepherds, okay, I want you to show me your best tired faces. Okay. Come to camera, shows your best. I'm looking at the Brickmans in particular. Come on, Brickmans, show me your best tired faces. Very good. Very good. Okay, some good tired faces, some intentional, maybe some not so intentional. Anyway, so there they were, under the stars, feeling tired and just droopy eyes, just watching over those sheep, trying to stay awake, when suddenly something amazing happened. A mighty angel from God appeared in front of them, and they were surrounded by the brightest light imaginable, the glory of the Lord. It was so bright that it terrified them. So let's do our best. I've just seen an angel so bright I can't bear to look, and I'm terrified face. Very good. Excellent. Good faces. Well done, Ward's family. Brilliant. But then the angel said, "Don't be afraid. I've got good news for you. News that will bring great joy for people everywhere." He said, "Today a savior has been born for you. He's the Messiah, the Lord." You see, just as we've been counting down the days to Christmas, so God's people had been waiting and waiting for the day when God would send the great rescuer that he'd promised, the one who was going to set them free. They'd been waiting and waiting and waiting for what seemed like forever. But now the angel said, at last, their wait was over. And the angel said to them, this is how you'll know it's him. You'll find a baby wrapped tightly in cloth and lying in a manger. A manger? A manger, an animal feeding trough. That's not where you'd expect to find the great rescuer sent by God. Okay, so this time, show me your, I'm confused, why would they put a baby in a manger face? Good ones, okay. But before they had time to question it, these shepherds, suddenly, it wasn't just one angel, a huge army of angels appeared in the night sky, all of them praising God. Can you imagine what that must have been like for the shepherds? Their jaws must have hit the floor. Okay, so show me. I'm so surprised my jaw has just hit the floor face. Excellent. Oh, yes, Caris Brickman. Romy Brickman, brilliant. Excellent. Great faces. Now, kids, when you woke up this morning, kids, and remembered that there were presents under the Christmas tree, I bet you couldn't wait for that moment when you could run downstairs to open them. Am I right? Give me a nod if I'm right. Oh, yeah, definitely. And it was like that with the shepherds. You know, as soon as the angels had left them, they hurried down the hillside and into the town of Bethlehem. And there they found Jesus, beautifully wrapped, not in wrapping paper, but in swaddling cloths, just as the angel had said. There he was, not under a Christmas tree, but in a manger. God's gift of love to the world, the most precious gift he could give, the gift of his one and only Son, who came into the darkness of our world as one of us, flesh and blood, to rescue us, me and you, from the ugliness of our sin, which separates us from God. And when those shepherds gazed into that manger, that little bundle that they saw there was none other than God himself. The eternal Son of God had become human, embracing all that humanness entails, sickness, suffering, and even death itself, so that we can enter into the glory of eternal life now and forever, life with him now and forever. And his name, we read in the Old Testament prophecies, is Emmanuel, which means God with us now and for eternity. What a gift. You know, this is a gift which is so good that we can't just unwrap it once, enjoy it for a few minutes and then forget about it. It's not that kind of gift. This is a gift so precious that we need to treasure it forever. It's a gift which will never grow old. It will never wear out. It will never become obsolete. And somehow those shepherds understood that. They were so excited. They couldn't stop talking about it. And Luke tells us that they spread the word and all who heard it were amazed. And then they returned to the fields. They went back to the fields, glorifying and praising God for the things that they'd heard and seen. And you know, this Christmas, I want to be like those shepherds. I want to be amazed again at the wonder of God Almighty loving me so much that he sent his Son into the world as a tiny newborn baby for me. I want to be overjoyed at the knowledge that the Word became flesh and made his home among us. Do you want to be amazed again? Do you want to be overjoyed and overwhelmed with gratitude? If so, why don't you join me in this prayer? Father God, thank you. Thank you for loving me so much that you sent your one and only Son to be my Saviour, my Rescuer. And Lord Jesus, thank you that you left the glory of heaven and came into this world as a baby to share in our humanity and to bring us back to God. Lord, this Christmas, I pray that you'll fill me afresh with your Holy Spirit so that I may experience once again the wonder of your love and the mystery of your coming among us as one of us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.